Ohio News Network.
WTOL 11 weather, partly sunny, high 77, just a chance of a late day shower. I think it's only a 30% chance, but we'll go with that. Rally in the Alley, of course, later tonight, 5 o'clock, Latham Courtyard. Rex Howard, your country now, 100.5 WKXA, and it is Community Day in Findlay. We're at McDonald's on Tiffin Avenue. Bruce Beck has been with us this morning, and now Rob Tong joins us. And good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning.
Glad to have you come over. And you started a Facebook page called Love Findlay History.
Yeah, almost exactly a year ago, I started a Facebook page. It deals with nothing but local history. It's got like 5,000 people already on it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if it was good news or bad news. I sort of promote and let people not remember or not forget about the past,
I should say. Right. So if you want to become a member, it's a private group. So you have to get permission first. So.
Yeah, you just go into Facebook and just do a search for Love Findlay History, and then basically you request to join, and then I sort of quiz you and add you in. So it's sort of cool.
You let me in. So.
Yeah, I don't want spam in there. So
very good. So yeah, check that out. Love Findlay History. Nearly 5,000 people on there, and there's some people post every day throughout the day. It seems.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting things.
So. Yeah, and what's cool is there's so many knowledgeable people and old school Findlay people that I maybe put a post on there, and then all of a sudden they have memorabilia or they have artifacts from it. And before you realize it, there's 10, 15 people that make everybody learn from it. So it's a wonderful learning experience. Yeah.
Well, we want to first start out talking about the Findlay gas boom.
Yes, one of the biggest things that took place in documented Findlay history was during the natural gas boom days in the mid-1880s through the 1890s. everybody knew there was natural gas below, but they had really no idea. And what I mean by high-pressure natural gas is, say you've got a 5 or 6 diameter inch pipe coming out of the ground, and then you drill 1,000 feet into the bedrock and you hit this natural gas. People said when the gas came out that it sounded as if you were standing right beside Niagara Falls.
Really?
I mean, you're talking a roar, a deafening roar. And then they took like Roman candles and they lit the natural gas. And even Lima, Ohio, had things in their newspaper that said, "Findlay, turn out the lights." I mean, within 5 miles at nighttime, they said you could read a newspaper just from one natural gas well.
Wow.
I mean, just unbelievable. But what it did is it attracted a huge amount of business to come to Findlay. The glass industry was huge. Findlay, Ohio was second in the entire world for glass production. We had 25 glass houses in Findlay. Say 150 to 200 employees per factory as an average. Take that times 25. And then think of all the other industry that has to come in to accommodate those people. But it wasn't just Findlay. It was Tiffin Glass. It was Tiffin. It was Fostori. It was Bloomdale. It was Bowling Green. It was North Baltimore. Toledo, obviously. This whole area had natural gas. But we went from, let's say, 5,000 populace at the beginning of the boom to 3 years later having 15,000. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. Truly a boomtown.
The banner across Main Street that said, "Women split no wood in Findlay."
Yeah, they were advertising it in all the industry. So they had banners all the way down Main Street. And one of them said, "Women in Findlay do not split wood."
Yeah.
So basically, it's pretty cool. So,
the gas boom, and that really started Findlay, the boom.
Oh, yeah, it was huge. But it's before that. I mean, even when Findlay started in 1812, when the fort was built down by the river, or the Civil War, I mean, some of the very, very first congressional medal recipients in American history were from Hancock County here. The first one was in Kenton, Jacob Parrott, but two are buried in Macomb. And, I mean, that's the highest military honor you can get in America. And the first ones were here.
Wow.
That's impressive. So
it is. So the boom, the gas boom, really helped build those homes on South Main Street.
Yeah. And
that's where the money came.
I mean, and there was lots of other roads that had mansions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But obviously the community that has changed, I hate to say it, but a lot of those houses are very hard and monetarily tough to upkeep.
Yeah.
So if you analyze those huge Victorian houses all over America, a lot of times people can't maintain them. They start falling apart. And the next thing you realize is they turn into rentals or something like that.
And they're carved up.
Yeah, but really with Findlay having the history and the people that are in this community, they've done a really good job of maintaining those South Main houses. So,
I think my favorite part is Christmas time.
Oh, I know.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice to walk the dogs out there and just enjoy it. But really, I mean, we are blessed in many, many avenues. We made automobiles here in Findlay. We made trucks here in trucks in Findlay.
Yeah.
So it's really, really cool. It didn't matter if it was glass or natural gas or automotive or military. Really, for an American history, this is an amazing town.
Do you have a Grant car?
Yeah, I have a Grant. I've got a 1914 Grant.
Wow.
There's very, very few left in the world, but I was blessed enough to get one years ago.
Wasn't there a truck?
Adams truck. Adams trucks were made right behind the Hancock Historical Museum, and that's a place you should visit when you get the opportunity. Yeah. They do a really, really good job of maintaining our history and educating the public. So,
very good.
Is this true? When the Hancock Park Historical Museum was a private residence, it was one of the first houses that had gas.
Yeah.
And people were afraid, and they walked across the street to go past it.
Yeah. There's lots of stories, and how much is true or not, I don't know, but Sandusky Street was originally called Back Street. And then on the north side of the library where Front Street is, think about that. You had Front Street, you had Back Street, and the whole main community was in between them.
Wow.
So, and then eventually they changed the street to Sandusky Street, and as it evolved and got bigger and bigger.
Remember when the museum had the bed and breakfast?
Yes.
And the house next to it?
Yes.
You could see the original numbering on that house.
Yeah.
That one time.
And there's a lot of that neat history still out there. Yeah. So,
talking with Rob Tong, Bruce Beck, about Findlay history. Rob's going to stick around a little bit while. Even Bruce will stay here.
Okay.
Rob has started a Facebook page, Love Findlay History. If you want to be a part of it, you have to log on or get on and ask for permission. And Rob will let you on, hopefully.
Yeah, just request to get into
request to get in. We'll talk more with Rob coming up. It's Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Community Day. We're at McDonald's on Tiffin Avenue.
We're asking you to nominate a first responder or frontline worker.